Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling! A piece of a joke! Come on!
I'm stupid.
It's going to produce jobs. On the other side is why. I don't know.
Scott Bell.
Go ahead and crossfade, Robert.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
He did it.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Science rules.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
I knew we were in for some trouble when we plugged in Bill Nye the Science Guy to open the show today. He went in and corrupted the file. I knew it.
Not again.
Yeah, well, we'll have to go to science. Hoofnagel, the science cat, might have an answer to that, Super Don.
Yeah, we'll have to see what he can do.
We'll have to see where that goes. Well, I'm almost back. Bill Nye, yeah. Have you ever watched the show? Because I honestly can say that I have not because I am biased against him. I don't have an opinion about Bill Nye, the science guy, personally. But evidently...
I actually have watched the show. He's been on the air for many years.
See how much I've missed? Too busy doing radio, I guess. But he's pretty much... Would you say he's kind of a harmless, innocuous kind of guy that does basic, like, kids' experiments until he wades into the territory of Monsanto's GMOs? Or has he always been controversial in attacking anybody who believes differently than scientific consensus?
He's a science educator, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been around. He's big into science. He came out with this show, which was geared towards teaching kids about science. Mm-hmm. And up until recently, I mean, he was just kind of like the kids show guy with the bow tie, you know?
Okay.
But up until recently, he's been invited on to TV shows like Bill Maher and stuff as kind of, you know, like a science authority guy. And he's kind of gone through a little bit of a transformation over, I would say, like the last 5 years or so.
Well, would you say because he's gotten so big and influential that maybe some of these economic scientific interests have kind of got their claws into him?
It would appear so. Okay. Unfortunately, it would appear that way.
Well, Bill Nye evidently at one point in his career, I don't know how long ago this was, and maybe you know, has questioned. He hasn't been lockstep in certain, let's say, love affair, if you will, with Monsanto and GMOs. So there was a time where he spoke out against them, or at least not fully in favor of them, and for that I recognize that he was attacked a little bit by some of the people that don't like Hoofnagel.
I'll tell you what, we're talking about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just a year ago, he was a skeptic about genetically modified organisms. He had some fears and some questions about it, and it... It wasn't until just recently that apparently he's jumped ship.
Yeah, so evidently there's nothing like a tour of where genetically modified organisms have originated, or a lot of them, to maybe change your mind. Now, behind the scenes here, we don't know if there were strong-arm tactics. We don't know if Monsanto has some, you know, compromising photographs of Bill Nye in awkward positions with a Bunsen burner. We don't know that. I'm just saying I don't know what's going on here. But from someone who had a genuine skepticism and had some questions, there has been, as Super Don says, a bit of a switch or a twist. And I'd like to see if we can figure out how or why this changed, because what he's saying is, you know, it's kind of superficial, I guess. I mean, we could speculate on it. But let's see what happened here.
I went to Monsanto, and I spent a lot of time with the scientists there, and I have revised my outlook, and I'm very excited about telling the world. When you're in love, you want to tell the world. So,
are you saying that he's saying he's in love with Monsanto? Is that his new
shtick? He's in love. Yeah, but listen, I mean, it was just a year ago when he was asked about genetically modified organisms. This is what his statement was. He says, I stand by my assertions that although you can know what happens to an individual species that you modify, you cannot be certain what will happen to the ecosystem.
Okay. That is a legitimate question that we would share those very same concerns, the unintended consequences.
He also went on to say that we have a strange situation where we have malnourished fat people. He said it's not that we need more food, it's that we need to manage our food system better. And he said when corporations seek government funding for genetic modification of food sources, I stroke my chin. Now, that's what he said a year ago.
Now, I'm just wondering what Monsanto was stroking when he went to tour the place.
Oh!
I'm just asking because something came out differently. You know? Does Monsanto look that hot in lingerie?
Did Robert Scott Bell really just say that?
I got to ask, what changes things? I mean, listen, if you're really invested in science, I mean, something happened in there. The thing is, he probably was not invited to go into the Monsanto cafeteria, where it has been reported, with good measure and good sources, that they don't serve their own food there. No genetically modified ingredients allowed.
It's probably all organic, right?
Yeah, well, we have something. But if Bill Nye was invited in and suddenly loves genetically engineered foods, he couldn't have gotten it unless he went out of Monsanto's headquarters and got it somewhere else. Like a Mickey D's or probably like a public school system with government-supported welfare food, if you accept the subsidies that are coming to you, even if you don't accept and you pay for the school lunch, the subsidies are helping to cover it, make it a little cheaper, but of course those subsidies are welfare to Monsanto and their ilk. So what happened there? As I said, I got questions about that. What went on in there? Do they have pictures of Nye doing the nasty with a Monsatan, I don't know, girls.
No.
I'm asking. I've got these questions.
You should
I'm very
have warned
cynical
people
about this.
This was not a family-friendly segment here.
I don't think I've been overt in anything I've said here, but I think people want to know, and I think that a lot of people are probably having the same questions. Listen, I want to share a brief story. Brief story. Yeah, we didn't plan this. I'm just kind of stream of consciousness here. Like, let's say, because I'm not saying that it couldn't happen, right? If he was overwhelmed with science, but why wouldn't he come out and say, suddenly now here's the science, this is why I am now in favor of GMOs? He didn't do that, from what I understand. He was just overwhelmed by something. Now, when I went, for instance, my initial skepticism and concern about colloidal silver, remember all those years ago as a homeopath detoxifying metals from people who came to me for help, including children, I met the family at Natural Immunogenics many years ago. And so I'm just trying to equate what Nye went through, maybe. I go down there. There's no dancing girls. There's nothing strange going on. But they introduce me to the science, the technology to validate and verify. I'm looking with my own eyes what is being produced. And suddenly I see this connection to homeopathic medicine that I know and what they've done with the water. And I came away and I said, you know what? This stuff isn't toxic. And then I started reviewing the peer-reviewed literature as well and referencing it out, and I said, okay, that changed my mind. Now, I never said colloidal silver was deadly and dangerous because it's not. It's a benign metal, but too much of it can turn you blue. It's called argyria, the form that I use in hydrosol. You can't get there. You can't drink enough. So my question to Nye is really, if something changed so dramatically, show us the science, as they like to say, right? What is it that actually happened there? Is he revealing? Am I missing anything in this story, Super Don? Did he reveal a peer-reviewed paper that said, oh, my God, this is the seminal thing that changed my mind?
No, he's got a chapter in a book that he's going to revise, he says, as a result of his change of heart here. Mm-hmm. But my guess is, and I mean, this is just speculation, but listen, he has come to the forefront as being a figure of science, the go-to guy. So I'm going to assume that in order to be able to appear on these shows as a science expert, that he probably has been forced to have to comply with the general consensus of
science.
Sure,
you get big enough. You're right. You get big enough in the media world also. They'll kind of approach you and say, listen, you want on board? You want to continue? You want to grow your show and make lots of money? Well, you got to comply with our demands. Yeah. So just as Super Don is wont to do, he is uncovered, and I don't think this has been released yet on Bill Nye the Science Guy, the new theme song. He's been able to spirit it away. I hope we don't get in trouble for this, Super Don. But you think we'll be okay?
I think we'll be okay. I mean, you're right. This has not been aired yet, so we do get a sneak peek at the new theme of the new Bill Nye Show.
Yeah, this is a world premiere, even before Bill Nye premieres it on his whenever the new episode's coming out. He in love with Monsanto sitting in a tree, okay? And so here we go with a new Bill Nye theme, now that he has changed his mind on GMOs and Monsanto.
Bill Nye Compliance Guy.
Bill Nye Compliance Guy.
Hi, I'm Bill Nye, the compliance guy, and now I believe in Monsatan. Wow!
Chill,
yeah. He's shilling for Monsatan now. How interesting. That's very scientific of him, Bill Nye. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. Actually, Super Don, thank you for spiriting that out before they could reveal it on their show. That was quite a coup you did there.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I have a feeling that because we've leaked it out, they may not use it now. I may have ruined the
whole
thing.
You think they might? You might have ruined it? Well, listen, Monsanto's in good shape. They have found a way to maybe escape all regulation from the USDA. Now, I ask my lefty friends out there who love big government and big regulation, how you feel about Monsanto escaping any regulation by the USDA? Is big biotech immune to everything? An article here, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com, talks about immunity. But not the immunity we want. This is the immunity of biotech industry to being regulated by the government that is supposed to protect the people from the dangers of science uncontrolled, so to speak, out of control. And the question is, you know, who have they bought? Who has Monsanto bought now? Are they going to escape regulation by buying the USDA? And, of course, there's no evidence that any corporation, larger, has ever paid to influence our regulatory agency. So this would be unprecedented, I tell you, if somehow Monsanto was to escape the regulatory clutches of the USDA.
If there's a way to do it, they will find a way. They're constantly trying, and it's organizations like ANH that are always stepping up and throwing a roadblock in the way.
The Alliance for Natural Health, who we love, who we'll be with together in London, England, Alliance for Natural Health, UK, later in the month. We'll get you information on that. You might see something at robertscatbell.com pretty soon, so check it out. When we come back, there's good news in Oregon where Super Don is. Is it Super Don's fault? We'd like to think so, but even if it isn't, it's good news. It's about milk, and it's about vaccines. Yeah!
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 1-877-337 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we move on from the sabotage of Bill Nye. And we move on from Monsanto to some good news. And we like to think it's Super Don's fault when there's good news, right? And we'll get to Hoofnagel the cat later, the science cat. He's totally cool what's going on there. Very good updates. And you'll see it. Follow him on Twitter. In fact, there is a Twitter feed we'll tell you about for Hoofnagel the science cat. As well as Super Don, as well as here, RS Bell Media, Robert Scott Bell. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL, streaming live and broadcasting around the world through GCN, our syndicator, and NaturalNewsRadio.com, and many different podcast sites that host us after the fact. Let's go to Oregon! Is there an Oregon fight song? The Beavers? Go Beavers!
Yes!
Woo. Yes.
Yay, Oregon! We like to beat Beavers, yes.
Okay, onward and upward, higher on the chakra trail. Oregon, yeah. Oregon is likely to lift its ban on raw milk communication. That's right.
That's right.
The First Amendment was not in effect in Oregon for some time. And I don't know if you found that lady that we actually interviewed. She was a farm like the wrought iron farm or something. She was doing a lot of raw milk sales, but she was not allowed to advertise the product. It was perfectly legal to
cast
sell it.
Cast Iron Farm.
That's it. That's it. Cast Iron Farms. And that's right. Back in the podcast files. You can get it for free many places. Yep. And she, you know, it was an interesting dilemma. She's selling a completely legal product in the state of Oregon, yet she was prohibited from telling anybody about it. She couldn't announce, here, come to Cast Iron Farms, buy this real milk.
But you can't tell anybody about it. What?
Yeah. One of the weirdest things. So it looks like Oregon is likely to lift that ban on raw milk advertising. It's like the First Amendment comes back to life, a little breathing some life back into it. I wonder if the First Amendment got a taste of that raw milk from the Cast Iron Farm and said, I like this. I think we should talk about it.
Yeah.
So, Christine Anderson.
It makes sense.
Is that her?
It makes sense.
Yeah.
They've been fighting. Yes, as a matter of fact, Christine Anderson.
It was her.
That was her.
Okay.
So she's been on the forefront of trying to get this to happen, and we'll keep in touch. In fact, we ought to get her back on the show. Maybe I'll get in contact with her and see if we can get her on. Yeah.
That would be a nice follow-up. Oregon is only one of 30 states that allow limited raw milk sales, restricting the transactions to those which occur only on the producing farm, and sets a limit of 2 cows, 9 sheep, and 9 goats on the premises where milk is produced. In essence, a small dairy farm. So it's highly restricted. But it was so restricted that it couldn't tell anybody you could buy raw milk from me, right?
Right.
Find it fascinating in the land of the free that we're having to, you know, pass laws to reinitialize the First Amendment in this country. Amazing that. Amazing that. Now, there's some other, unless you have some more other raw milk perspectives, Super Don, you want to add into it. I've got another good news story out of...
Let's go right to this story, because this is a good one.
Okay. This is really cool. Now, we know about the big push, and we think this is an entire scam. The whole Disney, measles, MMR, it's a scam. From day one, this was a psychological operation to do what they're doing now. Because the vaccine industry desperately needs more people and forever people to be basically taking their products and shoving it in their arms or having doctors or nurses do it or people at the drive-thru. They don't care, but they want to make it so you can't not do it. So the mandatory child vaccination bills around the country, you know, just kind of trudging through. Oh, man, because of the measles, which killed nobody. Nobody in this whole year that it's been supposedly deadly and the 10 years prior. But yet, 108 people supposedly through the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System listed as having been killed after the MMR vaccine. But there's a mandatory child vaccine bill in Salem, Oregon. That's where I think the headquarters of Oregon are. Can you say that, the headquarters of Oregon?
The headquarters, you know what I mean. Yes.
Right? And yet, as much as they were trudging up the charts 3 weeks ago, Senate Bill 442 was just going to go. It was going to steamroll into reality. But now, it's not looking so good. It's not looking so good. Republican Senator Chuck Thompson of Hood River, co-sponsor of the bipartisan bill. See, it's not only Democrats, it's Republicans too. And they basically wanted to remove all exemptions. Remove the religious exemption, remove the philosophical, only leave a narrow band of medical exemptions. But it turns out so much protest, including the protest from a medical doctor, Paul Thomas, a pediatrician from Portland, who is pro-vaccination. He's pro-vaccine and he's on our side. Yes, 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 you've heard that right. Pro-vaccine pediatrician is helping us to overturn this move to mandate vaccines without exception. He says there's an assault on our First Amendment rights, an assault on our freedom of religion and freedom of speech. Medical freedom matters. Informed consent matters. Civil liberties matter. Thank you, Dr. Thomas. We respect you immensely, even if you're pro-vaccine. You see, we can get along if you are pro-freedom. If not, look out. Who's Nagel the Cat is coming for you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals?
Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglaze Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, Hoofnagel will have to wait, Super Don. We're going to get to that. We've got more stories that we really don't want to cover. You know, the medical kidnap, we've done a lot of stories on it, and then we've kind of taken a breather and a break. It's so intense. It's so heavy, yet we must and we are obligated, I believe, our job, our duty, our responsibility to cover these stories as they come up and put them out to the world at large, and hopefully we can see some justice served and some families reunited, some kids brought back to their family. Of course, you know, covering the Justina Pelletier case all that time ago and the ongoing saga of Isaiah Ryder with his mom Michelle and so many other families. I don't mean neglect here, but we've got another one we've got to cover. Over at medicalkidnap.com, our friends have covered this story. It's headline, Chicago Lurie Children's Hospital takes baby away from family for seeking a second opinion. Could it be that it happened again?
Is this deja vu? And interesting part about this case is that you've got, you know, a mother and a grandmother two children who have been kidnapped by the medical establishment.
Yeah.
Both from the same hospital, and both grandmother and mother have been accused of the same allegation of medical neglect. Yes.
Yeah, strange pattern has emerged here, and we're going to get that story directly from the grandmother. Her name, Lakeisha Tana, and she has a grandson by the name of Malik. And Lakeisha, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm sorry that it has to be under these circumstances, but I want to get this story out there for the world to hear. Welcome, Lakeisha.
Thank you for having me.
So how long ago did this start? Was this just in the last months or last years? How far do we go back?
Well, Malik was taken into protective custody on December 5th of 2013, so it's been over a year now.
So this even precedes the Isaiah Ryder case.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so what was happening at that point prior to this issue? Because the headline reads, seeking a second opinion. Was this another case similar to Isaiah's case where the mom or grandma comes in and says, listen, I don't believe that maybe there's something else going on. Can we get a second opinion? Did that indeed happen in this case?
Yes, I actually, after hearing about the Ryder case, I found that there were a lot of similarities. Actually, I had been taking Malik to this hospital for some time, and Malik had already had four surgical procedures, four repeated procedures of the same procedure, and yet still exhibit the same problem. So I did begin to be frustrated with the medical staff because they didn't have answers. They didn't have a plan as to what will they do next should this next procedure don't work. They wasn't open to receive any of my suggestions as to things that I shared as far as the things that I experienced with him at home and what might work better for him. They wasn't open to receive it. And I just felt that at a certain point, this hospital had reached their end point where they didn't know what to do next. They wasn't sure about what to do next, and that's why they didn't have any answers, you know, when I questioned them. And
It
seemed to took offense to it rather than made this a collaborative effort, you know, to provide care for him.
Well, you said at that point he had had four surgeries. I was reading the case. It looked like there was some form of gastrointestinal issue that cropped up early in his life.
Yeah, that's correct. At birth, Malik had his small intestines removed by another hospital. And the hospital stated that Malik wasn't going to live. So I began to seek, other hospitals that may have been familiar with Malik's condition. And that's how I ran across Lurie. They appeared to have experience with children with what they call short gut syndrome. So I had him being transferred to Lurie.
Yes, but this is after, Lakeisha, he had already had some surgeries then, you're saying initially?
No.
But now there's been four others, or he only had surgery after he went to Lurie's?
Malik was transferred to Lurie's at 7 days old. He had this was four surgeries at Lurie's alone before, he only had initial surgery at birth to have his small intestine removed at his birth hospital. At 7 days old, he was transferred to Lurie's, and that's when the following procedures took place.
Okay.
In their efforts to, figure out a solution as to what to do to help him to survive.
Wow, this is a tough case. Now, did you have, full-on insurance? I mean, who is paying? These things can cost tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars at this age.
No, we didn't have private insurance. Of course, he was under the guardianship of my daughter, who was a young mom. So he was provided care through what they Medicaid.
Right. So what we're also finding here, and you might see this from your experience, is that they tend to target those not well off, for these medical kidnap cases, and then they enter these kids into programs of medical experimentation. Do you suspect that may be happening here?
Yes, because the following month after they took, on December 5th, when I went to court and they took protective custody, the DCP worker stated to the judge that Malik was medically ready for discharge and needed to be made you know, taken to temporary custody of the state because it was happened to be discharged from the hospital state, and he was stable, he was doing fine, and ready for discharge, so they took protective custody. 1 month later, they did a surgical procedure on him, which I found that very hard to understand. If he was medically ready for discharge, why did he have surgery after they took protective custody of him a month later?
Right.
What was
Lakeisha,
the reason?
You're thinking very clearly here, and I'm so glad of that, although it's a horrific circumstance. But indeed, if they said he's ready to discharge, what was the reason? Was it, as Super Don said, they weren't going to release him to your daughter, Malik's mother, because they said she was medically neglectful?
No, actually, my daughter, at this time, when he, back on December 5th of 2013, he was under my care. I took guardianship of Malik early on.
Okay.
While he was at Lurie's, I took guardianship, but he's never been awarded a state. She's never had a DCFS case a day in her life, but because of the extent of Malik's condition, my husband and I thought it was best that we took care of him. The Lurie social worker was already giving her a hard time. She was young. Having the medical terminology she didn't understand. I didn't like that they had those extensive conversations regarding his care with her without us being present. So we felt that that was the best thing to do at that time.
Gotcha. So at that point, though, that was the moment when they said, we're ready to discharge, and then suddenly you find out that discharge is not going to happen because they put Malik in state custody. So the claim then was for you, Grandma, that you were somehow medically neglectful. Or was there some other grounds that they
claimed? Right, they say that I was medically neglectful, but they didn't say that he was even medically ready for discharge until after they took protective custody. I went to visit Malik in the hospital like a regular visit, and I was stopped by the hospital staff stating that he had a restriction. Mm-hmm. They called a social worker and one of the security officers and a nursing staff and escorted me and my husband to a private room and removed our bands, which are these wristbands that allow you to visit your child 24 hours a day, stating we were to contact DCFS that they couldn't allow us to visit. And
You're also a social worker, and you hold a master's degree. It's not like you're coming off the street walking with a grocery cart for a home. I mean, you were providing a stable home for this baby, and yet they were able to take this child away based on what evidence? Did they ever present the evidence to you?
Well, since we've been in court, all I've ever been stated with is the stated allegations of medical neglect. Nothing has been proven in court. Even while I was on the investigation, you know, DCP worker came to my home, which, you know, was a well-off, you know, comfortable home environment for, you know, safe for a child. And even in spite of that, they still took protective custody without lack of evidence. So in the public defender that I had at that time just kept on trying to explain to me, well, it only takes a preponderance of the evidence. I didn't have a clue what she was talking about, but
what preponderance of what evidence?
Basically stating that you don't even have to have evidence. That was what I came to, the conclusion I came to remove.
Yeah, they can claim custody based on an allegation, even if it's false, with no evidence submitted, no trial, no real trial. This is a kangaroo court, if there is one. And that's what we're finding here. The claim medical neglect is code word for we're taking this baby and we're going to do whatever we want with him. And this is another horrific example.
And it's been just that.
And do you have any visitation with Malik at this point?
Yes, I have visitation twice a week for 2 hours a session right now. Initially, I had to fight for that. Initially, I only had one visit a week for 2 hours. But I spent more time traveling to get to the visit than I did the actual visit. So after making numerous complaints and making a ton of phone calls and writing a ton of letters with complaining, I was allotted a second visit for the additional 2 hours.
Lakeisha, is there another hearing scheduled, or have they just shut it down and said you're never getting the baby back? What's happening next?
Well, now at this point, I'm scheduled to reappear in court on Thursday. at the juvenile detention center here in Chicago. And at this time, I am at my dispositional phase and supposed to be the final phase where the court's supposed to, the judge's supposed to make his ruling in determining if Malik will be returned home or if he'll make Malik a ward of state.
Oh, goodness. Well, we've got links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please, everybody, go to the GoFundMe page. Return my baby home, GoFundMe.com. We have it linked up at robertscottbell.com. Super Don's going to make sure it's blasted out through the social networks to help Lakeisha get Malik back and hopefully put a stop to this once and for all, this medical kidnapping. It's a racket, but it's not even a kind of word I want to say on the air, Lakeisha, and I appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening on the show.
Thank you.
All right, Lakeisha Tana, medicalkidnap.com as well for the article. They're all linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please, if you can spare anything to help out in this case, it's another injustice is an understatement here. How are we going to see this stop? We've got to empower these folks that they're going after because they pick them out and they need assistance. They need help. All right, we'll be back after this with news about things you should not be drinking. Stay with us.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops, is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with a kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Scott Bell Show.
I promise the return of Hoofnagle the Science Cat later in the show, so don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss the update. Super Don's got it going on. Listen, we'll make sure that you go, if you haven't already, go to robertscottbell.com. The day of this original broadcast is the 10th of March, I think it is. And, yes. You know, this story of medical kidnap of Malik, Lakeisha, the grandmother, trying to get her grandson back. I, you know, take this very seriously. We don't want this to happen to anybody else, but it's, you know, like I said, it's not over. There's so many battlefronts, I know, and we've got to dash between stories always and keep moving forward here. So check it out. Links are up in the show notes. Now, Pepsi, Coke, Pepsi. What did you drink when you were growing up, Super Don? Be honest.
Pepsi.
Okay, I was a Coca-Cola kid. You know, I went to Coca-Cola University even. And I'm not kidding. You know, the not Bill Gates. It was the Woodruff Foundation. He was like Woodruff, like rich like Gates was or is. Mm. And they donated all this money to Emory University. And basically, it was Coca-Cola, the Woodruff fortune. And I grew up on it. I remember coming off of it and having literally addictive cravings for it. And this was much before the era of aspartame, I think, or maybe it was the beginning phases of that, but certainly saccharin that preceded it. I didn't drink all of those things. I wanted the sugary, sweet stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Now there's a story out of Pepsi Land, and we've got it linked up here in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. They have won a battle. Now, we wish it was the battle. Yeah, no, it's not. We wish it was the battle to reunite Malik with Grandma Lakeisha, but it wasn't. Pepsi wins a battle that they fought hard to win. What was it? It was to keep adding a carcinogen to their soda.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. Right? What is Pepsi's theme now? Do they have a theme that we can play? I mean, you know, remember Coke adds life. They had all of those things. Did Pepsi have anything like that? I don't know.
Oh, Pepsi? They've had very... The first thing that comes to mind is the typical Michael Jackson hair on fire thing, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, that was
Pepsi,
Michael Jordan.
The something of a new generation.
Michael Jordan had no hair. All right, never mind. Michael Jordan. The next generation. Yeah, no, he had no hair. I caught myself. Sorry. The new generation. So they're wanting to make sure that the next generation gets as many carcinogens as they can. And with this basic substance called 4-mel, a byproduct of caramel coloring that has been identified to be a carcinogen, they fought long and hard to basically get the confirmation that the courts have said that there's no plausible inference that 4-mel causes bronchial alveolar cancer in humans, basically cancer of the bronchi and the alveoli within the lungs. The threshold levels of exposure that lead to enhanced risk of disease have not been identified, but it's already known to be a carcinogen. And what about all the other things kids are eating that contain caramel coloring and derivatives from caramel coloring? No, it doesn't matter. They fought hard. They won. They get to keep putting 4-mel in the Pepsi. The question is, moms and dads out there, do you drink Pepsi? And if not, do you let your kids drink Pepsi? Now, I realize if your kids are of age to make choices for themselves, that may be a hard thing to do, but there are many soft drinks. Not that we're really big fans of soft drinks, but there are so many soft drinks that now have no artificial colorings, flavorings, things like that, that are sweetened with either organic cane, non-GMO cane, or even stevia, that there's no excuse for going to carcinogenic Pepsi. Even if they threaten you with their large fleet of submarines.
Now, did you know, I'll bet you a lot of people don't know, that Pepsi, the company, once actually owned one of the largest submarine fleets in the world. That's how they won the battle.
They were carrying thermonuclear caramel coloring that they were going to shoot off from these submarines that they got evidently from the former Soviet Union back in 1990. This is a wild story. They traded because the Soviet Union didn't have a lot of money for product, but Pepsi wanted in, so they were willing to barter. You know, barter. It's what's for Pepsi. In exchange for the Pepsi products, the Soviet Union gave Pepsi, say the name of this vodka?
Stoli is what people call it, vodka.
Stoli vodka. Yes. And they didn't have enough cash, and the rubles weren't worth much. They gave them a ship fleet consisting of 10 commercial ships, 17 submarines, a cruiser, a frigate, and a destroyer.
Absolutely.
And we sure hope they don't still have them, because if not, we've got caramel missiles heading our way, Super Don. Doc,
impressive.
Run!
Yeah.
All right. All right, well, medicalkidnap.com, Lakeisha Tana, get Malik back. We've got more to do. Lots of questions of the day I'm behind on because of the trip out west. Also, Eric Zielinski, you wanted to do essential oils. We are going to do them. Then, Hoofnagel, the science cat. On the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal. It's still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.